Chapter 2. A crowd of people surged into the 8th Avenue Express at 59th Street. By elbowing other passengers in the back, by pushing and heaving, they forced their bodies into the coaches, making room for themselves where no room had existed before. As the train gathered speed for the long run to 125th Street, the passengers settled down into small private worlds, thus creating the illusion of space between them and their fellow passengers. The worlds were built up behind newspapers and magazines, behind closed eyes, or while staring at the vari-colored show cards that bordered the coaches. Ludie Johnson tightened her clutch on an overhead strap, her tall, long-legged body swaying back and forth as the train rocked forward toward its destination. Like some of the other passengers, she was staring at the advertisement directly in front of her, and as she stared at it, she became absorbed in her own thoughts, so that she, too, entered a small private world which shut out the people tightly packed around her. For the advertisement she was looking at pictured a girl with incredible blonde hair. The girl leaned close to a dark-haired, smiling man in a navy uniform. They were standing in front of a kitchen sink, a sink whose white porcelain surface gleamed under the train lights. The faucets looked like silver. The linoleum floor of the kitchen was a crisp black-and-white pattern that pointed up the sparkle of the room. Casement windows, red geraniums in yellow pots. It was, she thought, a miracle of a kitchen, completely different from the kitchen of the 116th Street apartment she had moved into.